You're listening to the Real Raw Relatable Podcast with Catch On. I'm pretty sure we're up to episode number 123. G'day, legends. Welcome to the Real Raw Relatable Podcast with me, Catch On. I'm an authenticity coach who's on a mission to help people save and channel their fucks towards what truly matters to them. And something worth giving a major fuck about is taking responsibility for your own life. And here in the podcast, I'll be sharing real guidance, raw truths, and relatable stories to help you do just that. Hello, my love faces. Welcome back to the Real Raw Relatable Podcast. It's another week with another topic of focus. Another topic of focus. Does that actually make sense? Do you know when you say shit and you're like, hang on, that doesn't make sense? Or when you say a word enough times, you're like, actually, I totally forget the meaning of it. That's exactly how I just felt in that very fucking moment. How are you? Let's talk real. Let's talk relatable. Let's talk raw. I want to have a chat with you. And share with you where I'm at. But before I do that, Merry fucking Christmas is coming to town in 2 days, the 1st of December, 2021. And it is here to stay for 12 days, the first 12 days of Christmas. There are 6 incredible offers on offer that I really don't want you to miss out on. Some are free and then some are discounted, heavily discounted things. So to make sure you don't miss out, please go to the show notes and you'll see a sign up link where you can sign up to Merry Fucking Christmas. So just so the emails are going into your inbox. Because I know with Instagram, there's an algorithm and sometimes you just don't see my stuff because the algorithm favors people who spends lots of monies. I spend a bit of money, but I ain't going to spend a fucking shit ton of money. Anyway, I digress. I want to share with you where I'm at and what's going on in my field of consciousness at the moment. I don't know if you can hear, but there are some flies buzzing around because all the windows are open in our home and Bailey wants to eat them. So if you hear some noises in the background, it's that. Where am I at? I have been waking up with anxiety every morning for a solid 6 weeks, and not just like, you know, I'm very upfront when I talk about experiencing anxiety, and I would get it every now and then, but this is legitimate. Every morning I would wake up and I would feel immediately anxious, and I was like, oh, God damn it. And I was wondering, you know, what was driving this, and I had an inkling that it was around work and my belief that I'm not doing enough. And that's as far as like I could go, and I would do my ego clearing exercises on it and all those type of tools that I had. I would just get on with the day and I would have anxiety and just kind of go, okay, cool. You can be there, but I'm still going to do as I need to do and be as I need to be. But I tell you what, it gets pretty exhausting having anxiety when you know you don't actually have to, right? I knew it, because if I looked at my reality is fucking sick. I have an incredibly supportive, wonderful, loving partner. I have 2 awesome stepdaughters and our relationship is really awesome at the moment. I have the best dog in the world who I love to the nth of my fucking toes and the universe. We live in a beautiful part of the world. I have an incredibly successful business and like I'm well and I'm healthy and my body's able and I have money in my own fucking bank account, you know? And it's like, well, all the things that I used to be anxious about, like fine, fair enough, when I had no fucking money, when I was struggling in my head, when I wasn't well and I had my chronic pain and all that kind of stuff. So I look at that and I go, okay, well, my reality's pretty fucking sick. So I must have a story in my head. That's how I go process of elimination, by the way. So I thought, rightio, I get a sense that this has to do with work and that I'm never doing enough. And I work plenty, don't you worry. But I have very much felt this belief fuck in my head. Anyway, I had a kinesiology session with my wonderful kinesiologist, Elena Pilch, E-L-E-N-A-P-I-L-C-H. She sees clients from Kyneton, which I go to, or in Northcote in Melbourne. And she's been my kinesiology witch for probably 8 years, I think. Anywho, so I went to see her, had a great session with her. And there was a belief that was that we were working with, because I brought this up and about the anxiety and my nervous system, like just being on and wondering why, but I think I hadn't the inkling. So lo and behold, there was this belief that came about. My body released the belief and we were able to work with it. And it was a very, you know, wonderful, positive saying, life is short, which when used well, you know, we can get shit done and we can achieve awesome things and use that as a live life to your fullest kind of motto. However, where my ego took that was life is short, and had anxiety wrapped around it, like pressure wrapped around it, which then created anxiety and this rush and this push to get things done. And it makes a lot of sense because I look at my life, right, and I have developed a life where I live at a pace and rhythm that I'm really fucking stoked with. You know, I don't pack my days full with coaching clients anymore. This whole year, I went from 55 clients all the way down to 10. It took us a whole year because last year was a big year with seeing clients and I didn't have any scalable programs up my sleeve. I didn't have the Legends. I didn't have Real and Raw. I didn't have Take Your Meds, which is all I produce content and then you consume content as you choose. Before it was just all one-on-one. So I had this, I had this belief that was life is short, and I would look at the people in my community, or I would look at other coaches, and I'd be thinking, "Oh fuck, they're going hard, they're hustling hard. Maybe I should hustle harder. Maybe I could fit in more clients during the week. Maybe I should take my client intake up. Maybe I should." And when I do that, I really fuck with my own rhythm. I fuck with my own way I know how to dance with the universe. I fuck with my own way of knowing how I want to live my life, right? And I know this well, and I know you will too, because prior to me creating my life the way that I want to live it, you know, I was in the societal way of living life fast-paced, working lots, weekends to, you know, crash, burn, sleep, numb out, get drunk, take drugs, whatever else, right? Whereas now I work way less and I earn way more. And that's not to like pump up my tires. That's just the way that I want my life to be. You know, I want to be able to offer potent fucking work to the planet, but then go and live at, not but, I want to offer potent work to the planet whilst living a wonderful life that I get to enjoy. I wrote this in an Instagram post. I'm in the practice of living at a pace and rhythm where I can breathe, where I can enjoy my life and take in the fucking moment rather than let me hustle now to hopefully be happy in a future. But because you get so addicted to the hustling, you never allow yourself to experience the reality that you've created, because you're like, oh, cool, well, let's just fucking do more. And it's a, you know, catch 22. So I've been noticing myself trying to fuck with my own rhythm, or my ego's been trying to fuck with my own rhythm. And we got to the bottom of it, that is what has been creating the angst, that when I wake up, I'm like, all right, cool, let's fucking go. Like, what have we got to do? When I actually already know what I need to do, but there's another part of me living simultaneously wondering what we're doing. What are we doing? Are we going to make it successful today? This today, that today, that today. And it's like, I get it. Okay, there's been these parallel experiences happening at the same time. And now I have more clarity around what that angst has been about. Anyway, as we were in the session and doing the work, this really, you know, I've heard this before. I have all the time I need, right? You've probably said it before to yourself. I know that I've said it to myself before, but because we were working with such consciousness around that belief of life is short, so you better fucking get shit done, Kat. What came up was this new mantra, this new motto to self of, I have all the time I need. But it was, I have all the time that I need. Everyone else out there who is operating on their own timeline, or maybe it's not their own timeline, maybe it is a societal timeline, or maybe it's their egoic timeline, it does not matter. Because in my life, I have the exact amount of time that I need to fulfill all that I desire. And I know straight away things like, oh, well, what if an accident happens? What if this happens? What if that happens? And whatever else. I get that, right? But when I feel something, when my feel radar goes off and my, oh, yes, radar goes off, it was one of those moments. I get it. It landed in my body. It's like, oh, fuck, Kat. You have all the time that you need. Capital YOU underscore italic bold, you. And it just eased the pressure. You know, like I see people in my circle. I see people in my same field, like earning shit tons more than me, or saying they earn shit tons more than me, and that they're doing this and that they're doing that. And prior to this, I have all the time I need, when it landed like that, there was that, oh shit, I got to keep up. I got to be doing, if I don't do this, I'll be left behind. And my ego story was so incredibly toxic, so incredibly toxic. But now I have this new epiphany. Oh my God. Sorry. I get it. I wrote in my journal, fuck, I love this work. I cannot tell you how much I love this work. I wrote in my journal a few days ago. Actually, it might have been when I was away with my friend, which I actually want to talk about too in another podcast. I wrote in there, wait, I'm going to go get my journal. Here it is. I wrote, open my eyes to what I was previously blind to. I open my heart to what I was previously closed to. I open my ears to what I was previously deafened to. I open to new ways of thinking, being, and doing. Oh my God. I summon this in. I am open to new ways of receiving. I am open to new and glorious opportunities. Can you see that right there? Like, I wrote that in my journal. It was 10 days ago. It was the 26th of November. I wrote that in my journal. And again, like, when I write those things, they come through me. So I have no idea how things are going to transpire and evolve. But that makes sense. Like, the way that I was seeing my life before was this big rush, whereas now my eyes have been opened to what I was blinded to, which is, Kat, you have all the time that you need. Trust that you have all the time that you need. And trust that the other people out there have all the time that they need, and they can run on their clock and their timeline and their diary schedule, whatever. But just would you please stay on your own timeline? Wow. Thank you, fucking who. Whatever it is that writes through me into this journal of mine, my Write Your Heart Out journal, oh, it's been manifesting in the most magical ways. And I'm actually just so glad that I had that epiphany right here on the podcast. Anywho, I think you get my message today, right? Like, how my life has turned around in a very gentle but like, oh, okay, this is important to me. Like this is as important it is to me to live true to my values. It is important to me to live at truly the pace and rhythm that matches my soul. And I ask you, are you doing that? Are you in the practice of living at a pace and rhythm that is true to your soul? And if you're not, like, fuck, come on, do the work. Be daring to ask the hard questions. Be brave enough to hear the answers and be courageous enough to act upon them. Because I could have spent however more long racing to what fucking finish line? Whose finish line? It wasn't mine. It wasn't my finish line. I was running in another person's race, trying to like beat them in their race. And it's like, no, no, bitch. This is yours. This is your lane. Your finish line is there. And this is the pace and rhythm that's good for you. You'll fucking get there. And that's cool. I just know now that the more that I remain soul aligned, the actual more magic that I will create. But if I start to ego align and race other people's races, I fuck shit up. It's actually as simple as that. I fuck shit up, or my ego fucks shit up. So, what pace and rhythm are you living your life at? Are you cool with it? Is it your pace and rhythm? Is it someone else's? And if it's someone else's, whose is it? Are you comparing the pace and rhythm, if you are living your soul-aligned pace and rhythm, to someone else's? And if so, what's your story behind it? What are the stories behind it? What are the things you're telling yourself? Get clear on that. Write it out. Journal it out. Get it out of you. And really begin to feel into how you want to live your life. How slow, how fast sometimes, how slow, how medium sometimes you want to live your life. And it's not saying that you're only going to live at one gear of like slow or one gear of fast. There's this dance that we do, you know. Sometimes we sprint, sometimes we run, sometimes we jog, sometimes we walk. Other times we stand still. That's the different paces of life that we're learning to dance with. But if we're always trying to fucking run that marathon and sprint the marathon, burnout, baby. Burnout. You won't win your race. And you won't win someone else's race because it's not yours to win. You know what I mean? That's my message for you today. Thank you, beautiful stars, for listening to today's episode of the Real Raw Relatable Podcast. I hope it hit a nerve inside of you. And if it did, let me know. DM us info or DM me over at Insta, kat.john, kat.john, and feel free to email us at info@katjohn.com.au. If you haven't already, I'd love it if you would rate and review the podcast, and please share this episode onto anyone who you know could do with hearing today's message. I'll catch you in your earballs next Monday. Fucking sign up to Merry Fucking Christmas. Go to the show notes, click the link, and sign up for 6 incredible offers that are coming your way for the first 12 days of Christmas. Lots of love. Peace be with you.